When I started learning HBase, many questions popped up. What is HBase? How is it related to Hadoop? How do I use HBase? What are the benefits of using HBase? I got confused when I tried to find the answers online. But now I have a better understanding of HBase. What helped for me was to see an example of how HBase stores traditional tabular data. To follow this video, you'll need a free Azure trial account. See the video about getting a free Azure trial, and Azure PowerShell installed on your workstation. For instructions, see the video about installing and using Azure PowerShell. There are several ways to provision HBase clusters in HD Insight. HD Insight is the Microsoft implementation of Hadoop in the cloud. I recommend using Azure PowerShell because you can create reusable scripts. You don't need to know anything about PowerShell to follow this video. To run PowerShell commandlets, I can use either PowerShell ISE or Windows PowerShell Console. For this demonstration, I'll use PowerShell ISE. First, I authenticate to my Azure subscription. Then, I create an Azure storage account and a blob storage container. This storage container is used to hold data used by HD Insight. For HBase clusters, this is the underlying data store for the cluster. Keeping the data store in a storage container allows me to delete and recreate HBase clusters without losing my data. And finally, I provision an HBase cluster. To do this, I need to specify the cluster name, the location, the credential for the cluster, I'll use the credential to log onto the cluster, the cluster size, for testing purposes, I want to use one node to reduce the cost, the cluster type, currently there are three types, Hadoop, Storm, and HBase. Microsoft is adding more to the list. The Azure storage account information, and the OS type. HD Insight supports Windows and Linux. Now I just need to wait about 10 minutes for Azure to do its magic, and then the cluster will be ready. If you've been dealing with data, you probably arrange your data in a tabular format. In HBase, there is a concept of grouping data into a column family. Column family data groups columns into a family, so the tabular form is more like this in HBase. There are some performance benefits to using families, which I won't get into here. HBase also supports the concept of versioning data, keeping a log of previous versions of a row based on timestamp. Now that you have some basic understanding of how data is stored in HBase tables, let's give it a try. Currently, there are several ways I can interact with HBase in HD Insight. Directly using the Java API, using REST or a wrapper such as the .NET HBase SDK, or using Remote Desktop and the HBase shell. For this example, we'll use the HBase shell since that lets me interactively issue commands. First, I must enable Remote Desktop using the Azure portal and create a Remote Desktop user account. The RDP user account username must be different from the HTTP user account used in the provision process. Then I connect to the cluster. After I connect to the cluster, I open HBase shell. Use these commands to create an HBase table and insert some data. After inserting data, I can use the scan command to list the table contents. For more information on using HBase, see the tutorial Analyze Real-Time Twitter Sentiment with HBase in HD Insight. This tutorial uses a service to pull real-time data from Twitter, perform sentiment analytics, and insert the table into an HBase table. On the front end is an ASP.NET web application that queries HBase and plots the data using Bing Maps. Apache Phoenix is a layer built on top of HBase. If you prefer an experience closer to traditional SQL, you should give Apache Phoenix a try. HD Insight supports Apache Phoenix. That's all for this presentation. For more HD Insight and HBase related articles, see aka.ms/hdinsightdocs. Thank you for watching.